broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
One. Hello, Mr. Feely.
Hi, Bobby.
How are you, my friend?
Not too bad. We're on time.
We are on time, and we had a week off.
Yep.
Rejuvenated. And now it's back to Sports Talk. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Indian baseball is going to be our number one topic. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the girls' softball team. We're going to talk about the Indian track. We're going to go over tomorrow's draft, but Fee, me and you have been so excited about for the last 10 years, and now don't give a flying
don't
fart.
Care. That's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
You got what you want, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Took care of you guys. Didn't get mine on. So yeah.
Usually we got Toby Metzger up here tonight.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Didn't even think about that.
Cody. Never thought about that.
Yeah. We should have had Cody on.
Yeah. Some guys should have done it.
Yeah, he ain't on. He's off. Birthday.
No. Birthday tomorrow. 27.
Have mercy on us all, boys.
Wow. Is that crazy?
Yes.
That is crazy. We're old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are.
I'm old.
Neil's old.
I've been old.
You know, I'm the spring chicken.
Yes,
the
you are.
Yeah,
yep.
You're the young pup in your group.
Kind of like a little baby chick.
I'm a little baby, a little banny rooster. A little banny rooster.
The rooster.
We had a tough baseball game last night against the Marion Local Flyers.
Yes, we did.
It was going along pretty good till late in the game.
Late sixth inning. Sixth inning, bad.
Bad inning. Let's go back a week. And let's talk a little bit about the Coldwater game, a game that was, you know, two undefeated teams in the MAC.
Yep.
They're expected to be there. We absolutely aren't expected to be there. We start with Riley Post. They start with their ace and Freeling. And I just, you know, I was really impressed with how we played.
I thought so, too. I thought we were nose-to-nose with them. And I thought both teams played great.
Yeah.
I mean, crappy conditions, you know.
Exactly.
A little cold, a little wet, crappy, but, you know, both pitchers fought through it. You know, you had all mud in your shoes, and there's a lot of stuff going out there to try to keep focused. But Riley did a great job, I thought. So thrilling. I mean, they were both going at it, and, man, we kept putting runners at third base, 4 out of 5 innings, and could not get that guy home.
Yeah, we just need to put a little pressure on.
Yeah, I thought so, too. You know, they scored right away first inning.
Yeah.
I don't know if they earned it or not. We may have gave that to them a little bit.
I think so.
But then...
They're the type of team that will take advantage.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, if some little thing happens, they've always had it in their head, and we're starting to get there where you don't think about it. You just go get aggressive and go do it.
You know, we had runners at first and third, and they sent the runner at first, and he was a slow runner, and Garrett came out in that dirt and the mud and got caught in his foot, and he didn't make a very good throw down there, and they ended up scoring a run.
Right.
You know, that's kind of how they scored, so. But they got the lead, and, well, we just kept battling and battling, and we kept putting ourselves in position, and just couldn't get it done. I think it ended up, well, it was 3-0, but they didn't count the one inning.
Yeah, evidently something. Yeah,
yeah. Indians, they had to go back to the last full inning.
Go back to the last inning. It doesn't matter.
No.
When you look at that game, Fee, and you know, you guys are working on the diamond and all that stuff, and then you bring everybody in the dugout, what do you say to them? You know, we battled our butts off, or is it a positive?
Yeah, I think it was a real positive. I mean, yeah. I think, like you said, we're pretty young, you know. We got one senior, and I mean, he was disappointed, but mm-hmm. I think, you know, for the most part, we played a good game. And we talked to him the night before, and Jerry had told him, you know, after the New Knoxville, we played Tuesday, and told him, you know, the Coldwater game is going to be about chances. You're going to get a big chance to make a bunt. You're going to get a big chance to, you know, to steal a base, or, you know, and they're not going to make very many mistakes, but you got to take advantage of them, you know, and we did a good job of getting guys to third, but we just couldn't get them home.
Exactly. We had a couple squeezes that
tried a couple squeezes, yeah. You know, and we came out of the rain on the one rain delay, and we were in there, and we even talked about, and I think Cody Shinnerberry was up and one out, runner third, Joe Holman, and Cody said, or Jerry had said something about maybe doing a squeeze, and I think Cody was under the understanding it was a suicide squeeze, and Joe was under the understanding it was a safety squeeze, but mm-hmm. He bunted a perfect bunt down the third base line, right. and Joe kind of took a step, stopped, and then
he did me.
It was just like he wasn't sure what he was supposed to do there, and we ended up he gets thrown out at home, and actually I think if he stays put, we'd have runners at first and third because it was a base hit. It was going to be impossible for them to throw Cody out, but that was just kind of stuff that happened. We just didn't take advantage of our breaks, but
big picture, you know, we're playing, you know, they're the Colar Cavaliers, and they're arguably the best team in Division III.
Yep,
a team that we'll have to face in the tournament.
Absolutely, if we're gonna go anywhere, yep. We're gonna have to play them again. And the one nice thing is, I feel like the kids came out of it as, well, they're not that good, you
right?
Know? We can beat them.
We faced their best pitcher. Yeah, I mean, I think in lousy weather, and we did just fine.
And then so you know, they roll on and they got the big. Big advantage in the MAC, and then you know, we get rained out on Saturday and Friday and Saturday, and then we're back at them tomorrow or last night over at Marion, a team that you texted me Monday night and you said, "Hi, this game scares me."
Yeah, I just had that feeling. You know, that's one of them teams that I think they're maybe 8-9 or 9-8 or something like that.
I think after last night they're 500.
Very. I mean, you can just tell they're a dangerous team. You know, and you talked that I didn't even know the kid that pitched last night had torn ACL or something. And he's been rehabbing and he's back.
Yeah, you know, this is the third start.
Pretty nice looking pitcher. I mean, he threw the ball hard and had a pretty good off speed and we couldn't hit him. I mean, he was throwing it right by us here. First time through the lineup, I think he might have struck out seven of us through one time. So.
Yeah, I think in the sixth inning he had 12.
The demeanor of the team heading into that game, it just seemed like we just didn't have a lot of pep,
From the way we've been all year, you know, we've been kind of a lucky,
dugout's always
lucky
loud.
Lucky team, you know. We're just laughing and singing and they're having a great time. And last night, I don't know, I don't think it was pressure. I didn't think it was, we were just kind of.
Do you think that we thought we had that game won when we got off the bus?
I don't
Or think. Do you think we got down a little bit from losing to Coldwater being in first place? Or is it just one of those things that just happens sometimes?
Hadn't played in 5 days.
Right. You know? Yeah, that has to be a lot of it right there.
I think that we had the dolls, you know, and it was just bad. We didn't play very good.
Yeah,
it
would have been really nice to get at least one of those games in over the weekend to get another game.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, I mean, you don't play in 5 days.
Hey, let's take a break. We're going to come right back with Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. We'll talk more Indian baseball right after this.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Only one more baseball game coming up this week. Tomorrow, our Indians will host the St. Henry Redskins on Hastings Auto Hot Dog Night in a big MAC game, hoping to avenge a non-league loss in the first week of the season. Friday is the prom, so no games this week on Friday or Saturday. Only one more game this week. Tomorrow, St. Henry at home on Hastings Auto Sales Hot Dog Night. It's getting near the end of the regular season, and our Indians always play better with lots of fans in the stands. Get out to the game tomorrow to support our Indians. But if you just can't get to all the games, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Dun, 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 dun. Hastings Hot Dog Night tomorrow night.
Yep.
Versus the Redskins.
Dime regular dogs and quarter for the jumbos.
For the big boys.
You know, I like the little guys.
Little guys?
The big guys. I mean,
you don't like those jumbo hot dogs? I love those jumbo hot dogs.
I mean, it seems like I just like the ketchup and the bread.
Okay. We can make you a ketchup sandwich.
I'm not a huge hot dog guy now. You put it on a grill and
well, the jumbo ones are huge hot dogs.
What?
You said you're not a huge hot dog fan.
But they are huge.
They are huge.
They are huge.
They are very huge.
Quarter pound.
And that is a Hastings Auto Sales Hot Dog Night.
Yep.
You can't beat that. So no supper tomorrow night. Come down and eat a hot dog.
Come on down
and
eat hot dog.
$10 or 10 cents for a little dog.
Dollar, yep. You can eat 10 dogs.
Yep, or four big ones.
You will go. Be you all clogged up.
Well, it's a pound. It's a pound. If you for a dollar, you can get a pound of hot dogs plus the buns.
There you go.
And the ketchup and mustard and relish.
One of them big hot dogs, not quarter pound hot dogs. Quarter pound.
Yes, they are. They're 4 to a pound.
No.
Big boys.
Well, there's 40 of them in a 10-pound box.
Weigh it.
Thick.
Where are you getting them from?
Bowling Alley. They're the ones that they gave away last year after the home football games.
Football games.
I'm out.
They're really good.
Are they?
They're really good.
I did eat some of those.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is exactly the same thing.
We'll chill it.
So they've been in there for a year?
No. It's not exactly. It's the same company.
2 years ago.
And they're not three-year-old hot dogs.
How long does a hot dog last?
Dusty dog.
Keep it frozen and say indefinitely.
We got some dusty.
Seriously?
Dogs.
Well, there are preservatives in that stuff. Everything that's commercially sold has preservatives. It has to.
What'd you do for Easter?
I didn't do anything, really.
Didn't you?
Did some stuff up here.
Did you go down to Kentucky?
Nope. Cousin in Phillipsburg, but I didn't go down there either. Yeah. I had some stuff I wanted to do here and didn't feel like going down there. So.
How about you, Feaser?
We had the family over.
The Feelies or the Bonville? Who'd you have?
We had Cheryl and Ron. And
all the dogs.
And the Homans and dogs. And
oh, yeah. Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah. So you had Easter ham and dog treats.
And we had lots of dogs barking around.
Are you supposed to have ham for Easter?
Yeah. Not supposed to, but that's one of the traditional things.
Is it really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What'd you have?
Marinated turkey.
Ooh, that's not too bad.
That was good, too. Jake says too dry, but I hate Jake. But everybody else loved it. But Jake says too dry.
Connoisseur.
Jake says I screw my meat up all the time on a grill. Well, I always overcook it.
You know that if you made the perfect food, which that very well might have been, he could not give you a compliment.
You know what I did with it this year? I put a little Red Robin. We stole some Red Robin last time we was in there. Red Robin, little spices.
Spice.
Not bad.
Oh, is that the like the salt?
Red Robin.
Home. Is that the like the seasoned salt?
Yeah. Put some of that on a little on
there.
It's pretty solid.
So you put it in the marinator in the whatever all that stuff. My wife always does that.
Yeah. I was at Red Robin once, and that was pretty good.
They're big, ain't they?
Is that the guy where you eat fries till your head falls off?
Yeah.
Could be.
Which I can't do. I'm diabetic, so I eat my...
I am too, but I still eat them, so what does that mean?
Well, when I probably go to... Good. Well, man, there's a lot of carbohydrates in French fries. When I go to that's why I like Brick Street Tavern. I can go in there and get a half an order of French fries, and they don't look at you funny.
They don't think you're an idiot?
Nope. Not at all.
French fries are the greatest thing ever invented.
French fries are good.
Yeah. Huh?
They are good.
Now, when at Spencer's Drive-In, we had the shoestring fries, which were crispy, and now everybody's French fries are kind of, you know, like the Five Brothers and all that stuff. They're all kind of limp and And everybody thinks that's great, but we sold 100 pounds of French fries every week.
You sold 100 pound French fries?
Probably.
How about Dairy Queen? You been over there yet?
I've not had one thing yet.
You haven't been to Dairy Queen yet? Spencey, stop in yet?
They shut down at 6.
No, they shut down at 8.
They do close at 8?
Yeah. Yeah. Beginning of the month, it'll be 8:30, and then when school's out, it'll be 9.
I've been there a couple times, and it's good.
Good?
Yeah, their ice cream is solid.
I had a cheeseburger and fries yesterday.
Good. First time.
Yeah. Yes.
Half order?
No, I
you just
said, I said French fries, and I think I got a large order.
Did you?
Big boy?
Yeah, I finished them all.
I went to when the boys played or the girls played at Walpock. I think the girls played at Walpock. And I went and went to the place on the corner. I was by myself.
Oh, yeah. Happy Days.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a cheeseburger and fries. You could not eat. There was that bag was a garbage bag full of French fries. I'm like, who in the hell could eat all these? And I eat fries. Why would you do that?
You ever been to Five Brothers?
Huh?
That is a garbage bag.
Is it really?
They literally bring a garbage bag out.
French fries.
Full of French fries.
Crazy. But
do you like Five Brothers?
It's all right.
I went there because like everybody was talking
burger.
About
it. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, everybody was talking about how great it was. I got fries.
Where's Five Brothers at?
The one I was in was at Columbus.
Yeah.
But
they're all over.
Got a bacon cheeseburger and fries and a drink, and it was $15.
It's expensive.
And I thought.
Aldi. There ain't no doubt about it.
I said, and this was. This was probably 2 years ago. So I can go to Tin Man's and get a hamburger that's that same size. Doesn't have the bacon on it, but fries, slaw, drink. You know, their Friday lunch special is $4.99.
Yep.
A third of the price, and it was a better hamburger. I wasn't impressed with the Five Brothers. It was good, but it wasn't $15 good.
It's expensive.
I have not, and I don't mean to make anybody mad of our sponsors or anything like that.
But you're making me mad.
But there isn't a really good burger in Fort Recovery.
Have you had any of the Trusty Woods burgers?
He loves them. I don't like their buns.
I don't like them.
Oh,
he don't like the buns. I do like it.
Okay.
I like the buns. Yeah. I like the awesome burger.
Yeah. Like Brick Street has that big burger.
Yeah.
And that's good, but sometimes they're so big that they don't get cooked.
They ain't done it.
Oh, I always ask for well done, so I don't.
Yeah, I got to.
I don't have any problem.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah. And the burger at Bowling Alley, same. You know, they're all good, but they're not. Yeah. There's nothing that I go out there and think, I'm going to get a cheeseburger.
This is awesome.
Yeah. What about the St. Henry Dairy Queen was always one of those things that people from Fort Recovery would flock over when they had their specials. I'm guessing they're doing the same thing out here.
$5 or something.
Yeah.
I think they're doing the same thing out here, if not all the time. They'll be doing something like that once they get their feet under them.
That's a big Saturday special.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
St. Henry, Three burgers.
I believe Jeff told me they regularly sold 1,000 hamburgers every time they did
every Saturday. That don't surprise me.
How about...
That's a lot of hamburgers.
Hey, how about sale pending in all the houses that are for sale?
Yeah.
They're for sale one day.
He put them all up for pending.
And now everything's pending. Help me out, Spencey.
Well, I don't know who's buying them, but I know everybody's trying to buy a house in Fort Recovery.
Yeah.
Now, some of them, like the one down here on Boundary Street, you know, no yard. There's a little bit of yard in the back.
Is that Bert's old Bill Burns? Burns?
Yeah. Nice house, always been taken care of.
Yeah.
But those houses are so close. I wouldn't like that, but of course I got one that's just about that close next to me now. Yeah, I got a Casey's.
I hope that crane drops something around top of your house.
Oh, I really hope not. They just brought in a huge crane at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
About 6 o'clock, I guess it was.
I seen them big tanks. So what are they putting in?
That's going to be the gasoline.
That's the gasoline?
Yeah.
Big boys.
Yeah, that's not going to be the speedy freeze or whatever they think. That's not going to be the slushes.
There's some big boys.
and there's two of them. They put, last week they were driving these steel, look like beams into the ground. They're look like guardrails. They're driving those in there. And
making sure they don't move.
Well, they put those down in. Then once they got those in, they dug all the dirt out from there. They got it. That's probably 10 or 12 or 15 feet deep in there. And then they've got gravel down there and some other stuff. And that's, I guess that's where they're going to put the tanks. But it doesn't look like it's big enough for those two tanks. But it might. It must be. Yeah, those are big. Those are big boys. Those are big boys.
Those are lads.
And there's three ports in the top of each one, it looks like. So there'll be six different things that they'll fill. So, yeah, it's going to be.
You know, they build, that's like the Dollar General. They got them companies come in. They build these things. That's all that company does.
Yeah.
They're going to build this thing in about 2 months.
Yeah. It ain't going to take them long.
No. So
July, around the 15th is the.
Is that what they're shooting for?
Yeah.
It'll be open in July?
Yeah. Yeah, this guy says he's built 17 of them, and he's never missed a deadline.
I've always been on time?
Yep. And he said, and this was 2 or 3 weeks ago that he was telling Randy this, and Randy was telling me that he said, and we're ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
Even with the rain. Roll. But, you know, they leave at 4 o'clock every day.
Is that right? They're done.
And Good Friday, they're working in the afternoon, but they're done by 3.
Yeah.
How about?
Went on home.
How about? I was driving. Where was I going? Oh, I took my wife to the Saturday day, and we actually went Flowthee Road and was coming around that way.
Yeah.
And that feed mill that they're building over there, it looks so enormous because it's sitting right by the road.
Yeah, sitting on top of the road.
That thing is monstrous.
So those giant bins they have, how big are those compared to Cooper's?
Well, Cooper's is, I think Cooper's is like,
but they don't have theirs in those big bins sitting
okay, the three bins,
them, right?
The three bins that sit along the road.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like wheat, beans, and something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then the two big ones will be corn bins.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably, I think Cooper's is, I want to say that the one bin out there is like 700,000 bushel.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's almost a truck full.
Yeah, it is.
Big truck.
But I'm
real
not.
Big truck.
So they're big suckers. So these things are going to be big, too. You can bet on that. Yep. Yeah.
So I was hearing, this has nothing to do with sports, but I heard Farm Report this week when I was driving for Cooper's. Between Dark County and Cooper. Yeah, for
Cooper. You driving for us now?
I could be.
Delivering turkey?
I'd be one of those semi-drivers.
No problem. We need them.
So I was driving, and I was thinking Cooper's, they said they do 65 million bushels. No, 16 million bushels a year. Does that sound about right?
I have no
corn and soybean. 65 semis a day come in.
The wonder
to Fort Recovery to deliver stuff. Everybody.
Everybody.
Between Mercer and Dark County, we don't produce half of what Cooper's uses.
Right.
And then there's, you know, and that was Cooper's before they owned the equity.
And there's three
huge
plants of the ethanol plants.
Yeah.
Winchester,
yeah.
Portland, yeah. And Greenville.
Yeah. Plus now the, you know, Landmark, obviously, or what, over here at St. Henry, they're going to be doing more. Maria Stein Grain does a ton.
Nuts.
The people up at St. Anthony, it used to be Landmark, whatever they are now. You know, they're no wonder there's so many semis.
There's a lot.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's crazy.
All right. Well, hey, what about the baseball and the softball diamond? They make the infield bigger?
I don't know.
What softball diamond?
It's a park? Yeah, Fort Site.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been down by there this year.
Check her out.
You're on the park board, man.
I knew they had a bunch of stakes and stuff in there.
Looked like they might have made it for Pony League.
Oh.
Opened the infield up a little bit.
Could be.
But I might be mistaken. It just looked like a lot of dirt.
Yeah, might be.
They've played Pony League games down there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I didn't read all the stuff, but I know they've changed a lot of the scheduling for our
I see they're starting to wrap it up, though, ain't they?
Yeah.
Cody said they can't play this week.
They're
supposed
softball?
To open the league was supposed to start this week.
Yeah.
They said it'd probably be behind, maybe.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Who's running the league this year?
Probably Toby and Bobby. They have been for a while.
Yeah.
Now, once you get the system down, it's not that tough.
Yeah.
But getting it down and organized and set how you want it, it's not much fun. Had somebody.
They don't use your music anymore, do they?
It's up there, but somebody has to plug it in, and they have to decide they want to do it.
Oh,
what you got there, Robert?
This 911 call raised some eyebrows. This is class.
911, what's your emergency? Yeah, my wife got attacked by a warthog real bad, and I need someone to come up with an ambulance and pick her up. Okay, sir, can you give me your address? Yeah, we're at 1825 Eucalyptus Drive. Okay, could you spell that for me, sir? I'm going to drag her on over to Oak Street, and you can pick her up there.
Oh man!
I'm just gonna take her on to Oak Street.
I'll just drag her over to Oak Street. You can pick her up.
Is that probably a real one?
Yeah, that's real. That was on Fox News.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
I'll just drag her over to Oak Street.
Yeah, that was a cool. I laugh.
That's pretty good.
Most of that stuff, I just too dumb to even laugh at. Just stupid. But that
takes
one's a
all
good
kinds.
One. That one's a good one. Because he knew he couldn't spell it.
I'd
just tear to Oak Street right now.
I'm just driving over to Oak Street.
Now, Oak Street, some people might have a little trouble with that. It's O-A-K.
Yeah, that's right.
Instead of O-K-E.
So, anyway, we go over to Marion last night, Harold, and a game that you know, you talked about, they had a new pitcher, and he threw strikes, and he's down 2-0, and they get a base hit from, I think, the first hit, or Kobe got on by a walk.
Yeah.
And Regan Martin comes to the plate and just absolutely hits a bomb.
Drilled a bomb, yeah. Hit it off the fence. I got a triple, stand-up triple, and made it 2-1.
Yep.
And there again, we were right there. We were battling. And
runner on third.
Yep.
And then momentum.
I think
there was only one out. Wasn't there? Was there two when he did that? No, I think there was two. I think Ryan Kaberger then. Yeah.
Yeah.
And hats off to their pitcher. You know, Ryan's tough out.
Tough out.
Ryan makes contact. Ian makes contact. And they both
put him in play.
They both did a little whiffing and watching last night.
Yeah. And then we hold him, and then we get, you know, we have another chance to tie it up, and we got a runner at third with one out, and I couldn't get the bunt down, and frustrating. And then the top of the bottom of the sixth inning, they come up, and the kid I didn't think had any chance of hitting it out, and it just carried out there to right field.
Yeah,
and right field was
just blowing straight out that way.
I talked to the umpire, Dane Cook, after the game, he said when it went over the infield, it looked like it was going to be, you know, 50-100 feet short of the fence, and the guy might have a chance of catching it.
Yeah.
And he said when he looked up, he said it just took off.
Yeah.
He said it took off.
Too,
yeah, that's
Reeves
right.
Just kept flying.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the Indians fall to the Flyers 8-1. Indians go to 4-2 in the league, and 9-6 overall.
That's right.
We got Sander tomorrow in a big game, and we know they're pretty good.
Yeah, we played them once already, and I think they pitched Liefeld boy against the first time.
Sam Liefeld,
he did a nice job.
Yes.
They're a good team. They're a good team.
He pitched yesterday for
them.
We'll face Riley Dykes, I'm sure.
That was our third game of the season, is that right?
Yeah.
So we were really young. Had no idea who our pitchers were and what they could do.
So, you know, we got Sander over there tomorrow, and that's at home, and it's something we got to get back on the old horse, right, Bob?
Yeah, man, we need to get Big W here. We can get a good game together. Dice Kid's good. I think it's going to be another one of them where, I mean, you're just going to scrap a couple runs together somehow and then just play absolutely great defense.
I mean, St. Henry's no different than Shawnee. They're no different than,
you know?
And
quite good team.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Shawnee, I thought we played a great game.
I thought we did, too.
Lost 3-1 to one of the best teams in the entire state.
Another really good team. Yeah. I mean, but somehow we got to scrap some runs. We're struggling hitting right now a little bit, and I don't know.
It seems like all of our guys are making contact and all that kind of stuff. We just can't get the hits at the right time in the right spot.
We struck out a lot last night.
We did a lot last night. We haven't done that a lot this year.
Their catcher is good, too. I mean, it was kind of hard to run on him, you know?
Yeah, he was a good catcher. Yeah, he'd been there forever. They got 9 seniors or 10 seniors.
Yeah.
Marion Local did. So
they did have 10 seniors.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they got a good experience.
I was looking at the pictures and reading the names, and those are some pretty good people.
Yeah.
And like you said on the broadcast, you started in and got interrupted with a play, but talking about Nolan Habidaz, he is the king on the football field, and he didn't see the baseball field, and he's there rooting his team on, and he's with his buddies, and he is part of that team, even though he's not the guy on the team like he was on the football field.
Yeah, that's right. And that's part of that team.
Yeah.
That'll be a good team. I mean, that's a team that can, they can make a little run, too. That you never know.
Well, you know, especially since the pitcher last night, Knapp Schaefer, was that it?
Yeah.
You know, he's coming on now. If they can catch the right things and another, and their second pitcher is pretty good and they can catch the right rhythm, they can go a long way because they played well against us and I thought we were pretty good. How's that look there, Bob, with the flashlight?
Nice. It's 8:30. We're going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills. We're going back. We're going to talk Indian softball.
Softball's
hot. Right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experienced suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to professional manicured lawn.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the Fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you. We've got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignments, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
War Wrestling and C-Town Wings present Slams for Shane on Saturday, May 11th at Coldwater High School. All proceeds from this huge professional wrestling event will go to the Shane Strong benefit. Doors open at 5:30. Bell time for the first match is at 7 o'clock. Get your tickets in advance at warwrestling.com with reserved floor seats only $15 and general admission tickets $10 apiece or 4 for 30. Concessions will be available throughout the entire night. There will be a huge 50-50 drawing, and there will also be some great raffle prizes, including items from the Cincinnati Reds, Cleveland Cavaliers, the Cincinnati Zoo, and the Dayton Dragons. Don't miss it as War Wrestling and C-Town Wings present Slams for Shane on Saturday, May 11th, 7 p.m. at Coldwater High School. All proceeds benefit Shane Homan. Get your tickets now before it's too late at warwrestling.com.
Nobody does it better.
Carly Simon?
Yep. Makes me feel sad.
What? Who was James Bond in that movie? I don't remember. I didn't watch all that many
Tom
James
Hanks.
Bond. No, I don't think so.
Could have been.
It could have been, but he was never James Bond, although he probably would be good at that, too. I haven't found anything he isn't good at.
He's one of my favorite actors.
Yeah. Be good.
He's just a good guy, and I remember watching him on his first show, TV show, Bosom Buddies.
That's right.
Which was kind of dumb, but I liked it.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, that guy's kind of neat. It turns out he's one of the great actors ever.
Yeah.
You know, that wouldn't have been one of my thoughts when I was watching him.
When you think about some of the shows that guy's playing, well, Forrest Gump is probably his all-timer.
Yeah, and
when he played the kid that...
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah.
I freaking love that show.
And, you know, when he really got into the serious stuff, that Philadelphia thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What a show that was.
Yeah, see, some of that stuff, you know, when you can do Big and then you can do Philadelphia or Forrest Gump, that's three completely just bizarre opposites of everything.
You can do anything.
That those don't go together.
Nope.
Update. Softball tournament draw is this Sunday.
Ooh. Sunday.
Good baseball is the following Sunday.
Oh, so
an extended week to the season now, too.
Oh, that's right. I think I do remember hearing that.
Oh, so I didn't know anything about that. So we, our last game is scheduled for Thursday, the 9th of May at Wapakoneta. So we have four or five games that we could get in. Some of them would be rescheduled games that were already on our schedule, but a lot of them will be teams that are still in the tournament and still that'll be good challenges for each team.
So that does that. So the tournament starts a week late.
I would guess. I mean, I would think, right? If there's an extended.
Well, last year we started. What about the?
I think we started 11th? In February.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Nah, it's
May 11th was tournament last year.
Was it
May 11th? Was Cody's wedding?
Oh, that's right.
Oh yeah, yeah. No wonder you remember that one.
We'll
yeah.
be in. We'll be in the.
You almost got thrown out of that one.
We're D3, right? Same.
Yeah. Back to the.
You didn't have any pants on that game.
Lost my pants.
That was funny. But that was the first time we about. Yeah, that's when Furtsy got mad at the baseball. Didn't we do something wrong or something?
Yeah, I didn't have my pants on.
You didn't. He had shorts on.
That's right. That's uniform. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't have a full uniform on. Got rid of
for one inning.
Yeah.
But
hammered.
Yeah.
No,
I'm about to.
No, you weren't.
You might be. Maybe. Might be right now.
He might be now, but he wasn't then.
Could be. How about the girls' softball? They're hot.
They are.
Yeah.
I did talk to EJ tonight. She said she'll be here next week.
Okay. So EJ Stevens.
Yeah. Steven, I think it is.
Stevens.
Is it?
Steven, I have no idea.
Yeah.
No clue.
But the girls' softball coach is what we'll say.
The girls' softball
EJ.
She's going to be here.
Elizabeth something.
No. Esther. Eleanor.
I think her name's Esther.
It is Esther.
Yeah.
Esther Jane.
Esther Jane.
Yep. I knew it was one of the neat old names that I like.
Mm-hmm. That's right. She's going to be here next week. We're going to talk Indian softball. Mm-hmm. And then the following week, we're going to have senior night. We're going to get the trackers and the baseballers and the softballers up here.
Get them all.
We only got one baseball, and then we got two softballs, and then five girl seniors, and then I think just two boys. So
boys.
Be 10 kids up here on senior night, perfect. And that's going to be the...
Oh, that's good.
We're going to try to shoot for the second Wednesday of May.
Yep.
So that'll be about tournament time.
It'll be all around. They'll be talking tournament.
Yeah, so we'll get the seniors up here. So next week we get the girls softball, and the following week we get the seniors, and then we'll get ready for tournament, and then we're going to wrap up our sports talk and take a little summer off like we normally do.
Off. Yep, a couple months off.
And get ready for football season. It's going to be... I tell you, you just talk about football and everybody lights up around here. You know, we have huge expectations coming up, and
we're going to be excited.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Just think 5 or 6 years ago, you said football and go, oh, is that coming up already?
Yeah.
Oh, God, we got to go through that again.
Man, we're getting ready for basketball season.
Yeah. Lousy weather.
But what's going to be great is watch this summer for us as Fort Recoverians and bleeders of purple, and is watch the coaches being, first of all, superintendent. Principals, the coaches, and we just, you know, and it'll be an exciting time because we're going to have a lot of new fresh blood.
Yeah, we're going to see some
new
faces. Some, maybe.
Absolutely, I think it's an exciting time.
There's going to be a lot of people that I don't want to see go, but I'm just really excited, and I don't like change. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about this change.
Yeah.
I don't have any idea who they're hiring for anything,
right.
But we're one for one, in my opinion, as far as for the athletic director. We got a great athletic director.
Yeah, that's right.
And that really gives me enthusiasm for what's coming for superintendent, the elementary principal, the two coaches, you know, just everything. I'm excited about it. I think we are on a roll, and we're gonna get some outstanding
people. Well, you hope so.
You know, I hate to see people go, but in my opinion, I just like that. I don't like change, but I'm ready for change. I think this is going to be a good one.
Yeah,
I think this is going to be good.
Are you done, Neil?
Can I go home now? I'm done.
No, I understand where you're at because I'm the same way. You know, you've developed relationships with all these guys, and especially us three. You know, we work with these guys, and we enact. You know, we're scores table, and we do this stuff, and we meet these guys, and we come close to them, and me and you had a great relationship with Coach Bayshore, and you know, he was...
I liked him a lot.
Absolutely. And we had a great relationship with Hobbsy, and it was tough to see him go, and even Firksy. You know, we know Firksy, he was one of those guys who ruffled the feathers of Fort Recovery, and you know, he come in here with you know, he's a young guy, and he he had his way and
had his idea.
And you know, we bashed heads a little bit, but there's no doubt that the guy improved and we got along. You know, we had a great year this year. And
wish him all the luck.
Absolutely, and wish him the best of luck at Bethel. And and I texted him and said, you know, good luck to you. And I know he's following his kids around all over the Midwest playing ball. And just, you know, it's just one of those things that.
I thought I was done, Bob, but I have to
say. Here we go.
He's back.
That I think Mr. Fertz is a great administrator, and he's going to go somewhere and make some school or school system that wasn't very good into a great school system. So that's okay. I guess we can be a training ground. You know, we sent Mr. Overman over to back to New Bremen last year, and I think he's going to do outstanding things over there.
Well, you can never fault somebody for going home.
No.
Absolutely. Mr. Triplett, when he got the Parkway job.
Yeah. I was all for that.
You can't. If you want to go home, man.
Yeah. Right. Ain't all that.
And especially when they're close, because that gives us somebody that we actually know at these other schools, and they know what Fort Recovery is about. We've got friends there now.
Yeah.
Where before they were just people that heard of the school. Yeah. Now we have friends there.
He treats us great every time we go over there Parkway.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Great guy. Yeah. Really good guy.
And so like Marcus over there, New Bremen.
Great guy,
And but I'll tell you, when you look at this league and the athletic directors and the administration, we're lucky, man. We're blessed. We sit up in that press box last night, and Mr. Koenig was up there, and he's about as great a guy, you know.
He's a good old boy.
He said nothing but great things about Brent, it'll be interesting. And I talked to Greg LaFever a little bit, and we talked about, you know, Brent being it, and he said there's some things, you know, Brent has to resign from teaching, some legalities things for it. But they thought, you know, in the May meeting, that it'll all be finalized.
Never done.
And that's great. And we'll get, you know, get Brent and Aaron and give him a couple months to train him. And we would really like to get Brent and Barb up here.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be good to pick the brain. And you know, I'm sure they're going to be.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't think we want to do that. They're not very good on the radio, and they're not much fun.
Barb's nuts.
They don't like the radio, and they're not much fun.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Barb Saltbein and me have had a love-hate relationship for a long time.
She hates you.
I mean, because I was a golf coach, you know, and you know, we always had some run-ins about transportation and stuff that. And I think that's the way it is with it. You know, any coach wants to get whatever he can, and it's her job to run. She's in charge.
Right. This is what you get.
And you know, she set me in my place a few times, and I was pouting, got mad, you know, but but the next time, you know, we was always, you know, give each other a hug. Barb Saltbein.
Barbie's awesome.
Barb Saltbein will go down. You know, when you talk about, okay, and I'm going to bring this up, that there's one person that could be in our Fort Recovery Hall of Fame. I'm just saying that if you look at what she's done for our community and what she did for being athletic director, she was here from the day she. This is her only place.
Yeah.
And I seriously think that she is somebody that the committee should look at as being in our Hall of Fame, because she bled purple, her and her husband.
Absolutely.
And you'll get a better guy than that.
Oh, Bernie. Yeah. Bernie's awesome.
I know. And I'm a huge fan of the Saltbeins. Let's take a break. Quarter to nine. We're going back. We're going to talk more about the girls' softball team. Big win last night versus Marion. We'll be right back. Sports Talk. Bubba and P.
Here are the Butcher's specials at Wayne Street Market through April 25th. This week, they're featuring assorted boneless pork chops for just $3.49 a pound. And for your grill, assorted store-made brats for only $3.99 a pound, both packaged and ready to grab and go. Just stop by Wayne Street Market now through Thursday, April 25th, and check out these and other great deals throughout the store. Store-made brats for $3.99 a pound and assorted boneless pork chops for $3.49 a pound, both packaged and ready to go. Stop in for these great deals at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
The 8th Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on June 7th, 8th, and 9th at Forsyth Park. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of 5 ladies and 5 guys per team. Be sure to reserve your team spot before Monday, June 3rd, by contacting Cole Wendell at 419-852-7141 or Ryan Evers at 419-733-6448. The entry fee is $100 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2019 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for updates and game schedules. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head down to Forsyth Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2019 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. Be sure to sign your team up before June 3rd. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun. Co-Ed Softball. Couple of weeks. Six weeks.
Reds base loaded, bottom of the sixth. 2 outs. Come on.
Need a big hit.
What's the score?
2-1.
2-1.
We're down.
Not now.
The track team has a Mercer County meet next week at Coldwater, then the MAC meet the following week at Coldwater. Fort Recovery has never won the MAC. Hope to change that this year.
Maybe get her done.
So they have a chance of winning the MAC this year.
Do we have enough? Enough events to win? I have no doubt that our... Our participants are good enough to win anything they're in. But do we have enough participants?
Aren't they looking for, like, shot putters and...
We've got some decent shot putter. Well, that's girls, I think.
Discus stuff. Yeah. I think
that's girls.
They were looking for boys to do that.
Yep.
Just find somebody in there. Fire this thing?
Yeah. There's got to be somebody.
It can't be that hard to throw a discus.
No, but it is.
I bet I throw it farther than you can.
No.
I mean, I could throw it farther.
No.
Well, most of that is technique.
That ball?
Ooh, yeah.
Shot put.
Yeah.
16 pound, I think it is.
Oh, it ain't 16 pounds.
48 pounds.
No, we're like 8. We're like a pound.
48 pounds. Tear my head off.
That'd be like I'm throwing a bowling ball, Neil.
Yeah. Yeah.
A shot put is not 16 pounds.
Okay. But whatever it is.
It's like the bowling balls in the bars.
Yeah.
That's what they are. Miniature bowling balls.
They're that size, but they're heavier.
Might be a little.
But anyway, the discus and the shot put are a huge amount of that is technique.
Yeah. Does anybody out there know how much a shot put weighs?
Right.
419-852-9201 or
419-852-3599.
Or if you want to call Hastings Hotline, 419-516-0702. We'll get you right on.
Holly Stein.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Holly Stein.
She's probably not listening.
She's not listening.
She should be. She was on.
You always have to listen.
Boys, we got some sad news.
Uh-oh.
I've been married 30... How many years have you been married?
34.
Are we 34, 35? So I might have been 30. I just had 30, maybe.
You just did 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's coming to an end.
Wait in open competition in men's shot.
Now, this is important. I'm getting ready to say that, Mom. I'm getting divorced.
100
That's
pounds.
For college, you moron.
Okay.
Indiana passed sports betting today.
Ooh, they did.
Uh-oh.
Well, Anderson will have sports betting.
So are you going to be just really? Move over there? Or are you going to lose your house and live in a tent over there?
You're done.
Dave Romer, you can take my house.
Dave, you want to get a little loan going here.
Nick, Dave Romer, St. Henry Bank.
Can we live here?
Yeah.
How much?
Yeah. Cheap.
You got a crapper.
I got a full bathroom.
Can you shower?
I got a shower, yeah.
You got a microwave?
Yeah. Cut in a stove, full refrigerator, refrigerator.
Got full you got kitchen, spray?
Spray.
For the bathroom after I get done? Thank you.
Oh, well, you can provide your own spray.
I got some stuff going
on. There's two doors, so you can just open it up and let it go through the whole place.
Still waiting on that weight of a shot put.
Well, okay.
That's college.
Okay.
You can't throw a 16-pound ball of steel.
A junior high shot put weighs 12 pounds.
So they throw that, what, a foot? They drop it on their foot?
No.
That's it.
No. It's Atchison was throwing it
16 feet.
He was throwing it like 65 feet.
Oh, Neil.
Now, wait a minute. 16-pound bowling ball.
I'm thinking that's what
that's the discus.
He wasn't throwing a discus, but he was 15 out of 16 at the state, and he threw
it. Throwing a bowling ball.
He threw it farther than I could see.
He's the strongest man alive.
Well, yeah, and he still wasn't the. He was in 15th place.
Longest.
I don't know.
What do you call that thing? That ball.
Shot put.
Yeah.
Toss.
P-U-T or T throw
P-U-T,
ever?
P-U-T, shot.
Longest shot.
You're putting the shot.
Shot.
It's a shot.
Like 23 shot. Feet, 1 inch.
Longest one ever? That's a lot. That's big.
That ain't right.
No.
23 miles.
23 miles.
It's a shot.
So they've done that with cannons.
Our
statistics pretty good.
Whoa, here it is. The second longest throw in history is 75 feet, 9.5 inches, shot put.
Yep. This is showing 25 meters.
No, they can't be.
Okay, so junior high, they throw a heavier shot put than the...
Can't be that bad. Okay, that'd be big.
Yeah, it's a chunk of lead. It's a big, heavy piece of metal.
That's a monster. I couldn't throw a 4-inch.
Randy Barnes is the American threw it the farthest.
Oh, yeah. Just
2000.
Randy Barnes.
There's a video or something of him. Yeah.
Randy, it's a good toss, brother.
Good toss, bud.
Shot put rules. I think I could throw the javelin.
Yeah.
The javelin?
Yeah. But you don't have to wind up and twirl around and... Yep. On those other ones, there's a whole lot of technique in that, like twirling around and doing all that kind of stuff. And that's
how far is a football field?
100 yards.
100 yards. How many feet is that?
300.
300.
The longest javelin throw of all time is 304 feet.
Ooh. That's a toss. Somebody cracked her. You better have a big win.
Wow.
Can you imagine watching that guy? You're sitting there holding.
Shoot it all the way across the football.
Wow. I'm thinking 100 feet would be a long way.
That'd be 343 long way. Feet is the longest.
343
That's
feet.
Crazy.
Uwe Hohn.
Oh, well, yeah.
From Germany.
Wasn't he a singer?
That's Huey Lewis in the news.
Huey Lewis. Okay.
Or Rupert Holmes.
Oh, Rupert.
East Germany. They're the ones that's got the girls and boys of all have
well, yeah, they
man parts or something.
Yep. Well, they're gender fluid now.
Yeah.
So I can't wait till the next Olympics when guys can go in and win all the women's events.
I'm in.
I've decided I'm a woman today, so don't
wait. Perfect. I'll just
paint my beard white and
away we go.
And off we go.
Don't got nobody listening.
Nope.
Nobody texts in the shot put.
Nobody's texting.
And everybody has Google.
You do.
Yep.
We got nothing.
Draft tomorrow.
Draft. No brownies.
So who's going where? I know the practice squad did a show on Monday, and they were talking about a bunch of that. And they were a little,
practice squad sucks.
They were a little more excited about the Game of Thrones than they were about the draft. Okay.
You watch Game of Thrones?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
I might do that.
Really?
I might get her on Netflix. Check her out. Everybody loves it.
It just takes too much time.
Too much time on my hands.
Name that song.
Too much time Sticks on my hands.
From Styx.
Was it Styx?
I believe.
Yeah, might be. I know the song,
too much time on my hands.
Something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, sounds just like it.
Doesn't seem like it would be Styx, but it sure might be.
Styx's best song is Renegade.
Renegade.
Yeah, yeah.
These are the words of time. People lock their doors, not inside.
You like that song, Neil?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
Not bad.
Beer nuts are delicious tonight, but you got a lot of rotten ones in there.
Yeah, watch the rotten ones.
Yeah, again. Sorry.
No gag.
Is that what you were throwing away earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have any problem with that.
Get them softball out of here. Back to back.
Yeah, it was Styx.
Yeah.
Cold water victory.
And then they beat Marion last night.
Beat Marion last night.
I think they're 9-6.
Yeah.
Did they win like 10-1 or something like that?
Yeah, 10-1.
We got beat.
Liddy won another home run.
Yeah. He did another one.
They beat South Adams.
She only hit one.
No, they lost to South Adams.
They did.
Monday night.
Yeah, but they were ahead. Yeah,
they were ahead 6-2, got beat like 8-6. Liddy won to hit her home run, her seventh home run or ninth.
Seven home run.
Yeah, I think Clayton said he was watching part of that or could watch it over there. They're allowed over here we're allowed to, just nobody does it. Where you
got to be the record.
You can video stream it, but you can't. There's all kinds of things you can and can't do. OHSAA rules.
Yeah.
We're working on something like that.
We are.
Well, when Kurt was here, we were pretty close to having all of our basketball games streamed live, coordinated with Fort Recovery Radio broadcasts.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Might be neat.
It would cost you a decent amount, $5-$10 live, but 3 days later you could watch it for free.
For nothing.
Yeah.
Perry Hall, boys' high school shot put is 12 pounds. Or something.
Perry does about as much as we do.
Perry, you have Google. Help me out.
Perry probably threw that thing.
Perry, he's a runner, wasn't he?
Yeah, but I think he might have shot put it or two.
Really? Maybe. He'd been like brick, you know what?
Yeah,
house.
I'm thinking.
Okay, here's the USATF shot weights are the same as high school weights set by this. Boys throw a 12-pound shot.
There we go.
Girls throw an 8.8-pound shot.
So you want to apologize, Neil?
I want to apologize. I was wrong. It wasn't 16. But do you want to apologize because it wasn't a bowling machine bowling ball?
You ever throw one of those?
It's kind of heavy.
Yes, I have. And I had to pay for the glass.
Did you let one fly?
I had to pay for the glass on the front of the machine at Toby's.
After it broke.
Was that a Big P or was that when
I was Big P.
Yeah.
If Ivo, I'd never been allowed in there again.
Did you lose your temper or you let one fly?
Just mad.
Yeah. Was you any good at it?
Portsy beat me. No, I didn't do that, but Portsy was really good. I couldn't come close to him, and King Bob and Pudman could hang with him, but they all about split even whenever they were playing, but I would stay out of that because I was nowhere near that good.
Me and Cliffy, I was pretty good. And when Big P had that, I don't remember Big P or whoever had it. And I could bowl. I mean, I was at probably 230.
Cliffy wouldn't have been old enough.
This was after, that's when I learned to bowl. We had some bar. And I bet some guy, 20 bucks, I'd bowl 300 first game. Cliffy said, you can't bowl 300 first. I can bowl 300, Rob.
Yeah.
I just felt it.
Yeah.
One strike, wrist.
Really?
Fuck 30.
So they set there was a way to set those different those little metal
things that roll over
things in the back.
Yep.
There was a big one on the outside and a little one right inside of it on both sides, and you could set those so that if you hit it this way, you would pick it up. If you missed it by a little bit, it would give you the split. the one at Toby's was set so it would get a strike instead of a split.
Yeah.
But if you go to another bar,
completely different,
and they have it set slightly different. They can set all of those, but almost all of them, they only usually mess with the two on the end in the back row on the 710.
No.
Yeah.
There's little clips on the very corners.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So there's a big one that's probably maybe an inch wide, mm-hmm. and one right beside it's about half that.
You pick up 710 split.
Yeah. Yes. But you could also, they could set that so that you couldn't hit it, that you couldn't get it. Or if you hit it exactly wrong, if some of those with your strike pattern, you wouldn't be able to get a strike no matter how good you did it if you went a certain path. They could set those,
mm-hmm.
even back in the 70s.
Your bull 300?
Probably, but...
Bragger.
let's just say I bowled from time to time at Toby's, and I was probably the 50th best bowler in the place. So
hey, Choppers could bowl. Choppers,
yes. Oh, he was good.
Yeah.
And he made money at it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Choppers could do her.
He was good.
Yeah, Big P was good at it.
He wasn't afraid to bet anybody.
No.
Choppers would bet anybody. And he at least broke even with everybody I know.
Yeah, Choppers can play the
game. With a possible exception of Paul, because most of the time when they bowled, there weren't very many people in there, and I didn't see that.
Yeah.
So I didn't see what happened.
Plus, Big P getting mad.
Oh, yeah. Big P probably grab his arm and backswing. Yeah. You know Big P cheating wide open.
Yeah. No, you're thinking of a different... You're thinking of the other Paul Stugler. The Big P I know would never do that.
Oh, yeah. Never. Not at all.
Nope.
He's still, every day at noon, he'd cheat playing Yahtzee. I hated him.
What?
Yeah, he always did.
How do you cheat playing Yahtzee?
He did it. He figured it out.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw him do some stuff that was so funny in there.
Yeah.
I mean, oh. You know, if you remember kind of the way that bar was built, there was like a little bit of a lip kind of back toward him. And if somebody would come in that he didn't really particularly care for, they'd order a beer and he'd set it down and turn his head, but he would set it so he didn't really see what was happening, but he knew exactly what was happening. He'd set it down so it'd pour right in their lap. He'd fall over and pour right in their lap. And I did see him do this to a guy, and I'd never seen the guy before, but he had, obviously. Guy walked in.
Didn't like him.
He didn't like him.
FC.
And beer was like 50 cents or 75 cents. And the guy comes in, orders a beer. He said, nah. He said, no. The guy said, well, I want a beer. He said, here's $5. Go to Minor Dings.
Go buy him over there.
Another time, guy kind of like that walks in, said, beer's like 50 cents, 75 cents. Orders a beer, sets it down in front of him, $5.
Get him out of there fast.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was nonstop with the Big P. Oh, it was so much fun.
You had a bad one.
I knew when I cracked.
Sorry. Sorry, Bubba. That's bad.
I got my glasses on to look at them.
Ooh.
All right, so next week we got...
Well, we haven't talked about the girls' softball. Well, we got a couple of home runs. So
Yeah.
And we did talk a little bit about the girls' softball.
We don't get an update. Barb sends me the baseball stats, but she don't send softball stats.
We need softball
stats. Well, yeah. Because Tom Galdine doesn't do softball stats.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why.
Well, next week we got Coach Steven on here.
Yeah.
EJ.
EJ's coming in.
And we'll be able to talk all girls' softball, and we'll plug that a lot on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
And then we're going to get the seniors up here the following weekend, and we got some big track meets this week. We got the boys are at the county meet. No, the MAC meet. No, the county meet is this week, and then the following week is the MAC meet, and both of them are Coldwater.
Hey, we got a chance to win that.
That's right.
Let's go.
Yes.
Get that done.
Yep, I agree with you.
That's on Friday?
Usually it is.
I think it is, yeah.
Usually it is.
I think it's Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
They do like the field events or something, or...
Yeah.
I will try to get over there and watch that, because I know nothing about track. And if you listen to last year's state track meet, you would know that. But I love to watch. Those guys are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Our guys are just unreal.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've got Robbie. I'm going to miss some people. We got Riley
Pearson. Butchie.
And Butch Shane.
Butch Shane.
Mullenkamp.
Drew Mullenkamp.
A bunch of them.
Owen Mormon. Timmerman.
We had him up here for the.
Yeah, Jared Timmerman.
When they won their day.
Exactly. And I'm missing somebody. There's another one of them in there. I knew I'd miss somebody. They're just great.
Yeah,
those kids are just.
Yeah, that's
they're
right.
Great.
They're fast.
They are.
If we had one more of them, we could compete against ourselves.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
There's six or seven of them. If we had an eighth one, we could compete against ourselves and come in first and second.
That'd be big.
I mean, those guys are fast and they're good.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob, I'm done.
He's a record, Eddie. So next week we got the softball coach on.
Yep.
And Indians have tomorrow. It is Diamond Dog Night. Come out to the Fort Neil. Get the
quarter.
Neil's in charge of weather tomorrow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Neil is in charge. Come on.
My thing says 70% chance of rain.
Yeah, there's going to be.
But we got our feet covered, right?
Yeah, we got to cover.
If it's drizzle and the diamond's covered, we'll be okay.
Fine.
All right.
Let's hope so. I'd like to get that in tomorrow night.
I would like to get that in.
We need to get that in because we're running out of time to put in.
Yep.
And folks, if you can't get down there tomorrow night for Hastings Hot Dog Night, tune in to Fort Recovery Radio, and we'll have me and Calpy and CP, and we'll have it all in the air. And Fee, good luck to you tomorrow night. Let's get a W.
Appreciate it. Let's get one.
All right, buddy. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
See you next week.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.